Well, looking forward to getting started. You know, with the Texans today, had a good meeting with Bill and the coaching staff last night, I think we look at some goals that we both want to achieve. So hopefully, we'll be able to get those done here in the next couple of days. And it's always great to be back at Greenbrier. It's a great facility and nice spot.
Now, how important is it to working against another team like in this situation, the Texans?
Well, it's a good opportunity, so we'll try to take advantage of it.
What are your thoughts on Mike Vrabel and his development as a coach and just the kind of defense he's got over there?
Yeah, a ton of respect for Mike and this entire coaching staff. Obviously I have connections with a lot of people on the staff, but Mike's a tremendous player. He's a very smart player, astute, played all the positions, special teams, defense. Used him on offense. He really works at the game. He's a grinder and tough, hard-nosed, good football coach, good football player, probably an underrated player, great player, but, you know, he's done a great job as in his role at Ohio State and then down here, and, you know, he's working with a lot of great people like Romeo and Billy.
Some thoughts on Romeo, Bill?
A great friend, go all the way back to probably 35 years with Romeo, several different organizations, tremendous amount of respect for Romeo as a person, coach, leader. It's really great friend, great coach. He did a lot for my coaching career. I'm glad I had the opportunity to coach with him as much as I did. He helped me a lot.
How important will it be to see a defense like this that the Texans have?
Yeah, today would be a great opportunity for us today and tomorrow to work against a good football team, good program, well coached. And so it gives us a chance to get better.
Tom Brady was talking this morning on the radio about how he feels like expectations are almost unfair. It's almost like a setup for a team. And I'm just curious what you've seen over the years in terms of how expectations can either positively or negatively, affect a team.
Yeah. Right now, the only expectation I have is to go out and have a good practice today. So I'm not really sure exactly what we were talking about here. I don't think that's unrealistic.
Look at their quarterbacks. What are you just some general impressions of Tom Savage and Deshaun Watson?
Well, we'll get a good look out here this week. Yeah. I mean, both good quarterbacks. We'll get a good look out.
Bill, give us some thoughts on Bill O'Brien and what he's done here and what you think of him.
He's done a great job. Won the division the last 2 years, playoff win last year. The program's gotten stronger every year. Sure, they're continuing to head up. We have a lot of respect for Bill and his coaching staff, his football team, the program he runs. Tremendous amount of respect.
How is Landon Roberts coming along for you?
Good. Landon's, into his second year. He has a lot of experience and took a lot from last year's season. So he's, done a good job with communication and, being the signal caller on defense. And that's been a big step for him, but, he's a solid guy, works hard, really tough kid.
Rob Gronkowski talked about how he's added some new things to his sort of workout regimen this year, trying some different things at this stage in his career. I'm just curious, how have you seen that manifest itself through this part of camp, from him coming?
We got a long way to go. I mean, we'll see. We're 2 weeks into camp, so I think it's a little too early to, come in with any early predictions.
Bill, was Vrabel the kind of player that you could envision when he was playing for you, maybe going into coaching at
some
point? Sure,
yeah, absolutely, yeah. Again, Mike played a lot of positions on defense, played all the positions in the kicking game, played, obviously, tight end for us and offensively. And the scout team, played safety, played every position on defense, literally. So he loved football. Practiced and played hard. It was a pleasure to coach. Great football mind. Got a lot going for him.
Gronkowski just starting camp and said, no limits that you're aware of. Actually going back to the spring, how has he responded to all the work?
It's like the rest of the team. Everybody's got a long way to go. We're working through it. We all got a lot of room to improve. So hopefully we'll get to the point we all want to get to, individually, collectively. But right now, I don't think any of us is there. We're all just trying to make progress.
your quarterback situation? I mean, how much work, if at all, do you do draft-wise on a player like Watson, especially knowing that he's probably going to be gone pretty early?
Yeah, not an extraordinary amount.
But you were here with the Saints a couple of years ago, and now you're with the Texans. How do you choose practice opponents?
It's a lot of things, but, you know, in the end, you want to work with somebody that you want to work with. I think that's the most important thing, is the relationship with the team, with the organization. So we feel like we have a good one with the Texans and with Coach O'Brien and his staff, so that's why we're here. But we felt that way against Sean, about Sean, Saints, too.
You talk about Vrabel and his getting into coaching. Are you surprised at all that Wes is...
No, I think all those guys are, you know, Wes, Larry, Mike are all players that I've had that were as hard-working players as I coach, that loved the game, that were grinders, that, you know, had that coaching mentality, which was, you know, be early, stay late, put in a lot of extra time, do their dirty work. And they've all started at the bottom and worked their way up. And I think Bill has got an outstanding staff, but, you know, I know those guys personally, and I have a ton of respect for them.
Bill, being at the Greenbrier, what's the experience like for players and coaches doing being in a place like this for football stuff?
Oh, man, it's a great facility. It gives us an opportunity to focus on what we need to do, which is, you know, improve this week against the Texans. And now it's a great facility, the meetings, meals, fields. It's great, great environment. Love it here.
How did Bill distinguish himself through your interaction with him? What did you recognize in him when he was coaching at the college level to bring him onto your staff?
You know, Bill's a hardworking guy. You know, very detailed, smart, tough, mentally tough. Can deal with a lot. Has great leadership qualities. So, you know, we saw all of those outside the organization, but we saw them much. They show, you know, much more vivid inside the organization. You know, on a day-to-day basis. So Bill's a great leader. Great communicator, and he'll grind it out. He'll outwork anybody.
Bill, what's been your impression with Jacob Hollister?
You know, Jacob's had a good camp. Long way to go. He's making improvements. A lot of things he needs to work on, but, you know, he's had some opportunities to make some plays, and, you know, he's shown some toughness and ability to hang on to the ball in some critical situations, but. He's got a long way to go.
Let's take one more.
But Adrian Waddle, I think you kept him all last year. I think he only played one snap in the regular season. He got a lot of good work in the first game. What do you see from him? And is he sort of a swing guy to you, or is it settling in a little bit more on the left side?
Well, when we get to the regular season, as you know, Mike, we only take 7 linemen, and somebody's got to swing. So, you know, we can't have a backup for everybody. So either your third tackle is a swing tackle, or your third tackle plays one spot and one of your other starters swings, or a guard swings or does something. Same way with the interior. If you carry 7 linemen, I mean, you got 2 guys to back up 5 spots. So, you know, it's just simple math. You got to figure it out. But, you know, LA's had a good camp, had a good off season. I think he's, you know, we'll see how it goes. This will be a great week for him to compete against these guys. There's some great pass rushers with the Texans, and tough guys to block in the running game too, so it's be good work for our offensive line. It's a really good front. They have great players. Okay,
great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.